When you hear that school bell, you know it's time for the Warren County Radio Bible School. And so get your Bibles and pull up a chair and turn up your radio and be ready to follow along as we study these Sunday school lessons that were written for 1922. What we're looking at right now is the introduction to that body of lessons for the year of 1922, and it is all about Jesus. I'm going to read in just a moment to reintroduce this introduction, the words of John, found in John chapter 1, verses 1 through 18, because so much of this introduction is built upon that. In our class that we have had previous to this, in this introduction, we've seen that Jesus is the Savior of the world. And we've seen that Jesus came and the fullness of time was come at just the right time. That as the Word, He has always been the source of life. And that the Word became flesh. We have the testimony of John the Baptist and Jesus as the author of life. And we are now at point number 7, where Jesus is the light of the world. And we'll take up there in just a few moments. So while you're turning to John chapter 1, I'll remind you that the Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond Mountain, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m., and all are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. Our teacher is E.A. Elam, and the lesson we're looking at today is lesson 133 of the Warren County Radio Bible School. Now let me read to you from John chapter 1, verses 1 through 18. I'm reading from the American Standard Version that was first published in 1901. And the title of the book we call the Book of John, in this copy of the American Standard Version I have, is simply According to John. And they've subtitled this part of John's Gospel, The Prologue. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made through Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness apprehended it not. There came a man sent from God, whose name was John. The same came for witness, that he might bear witness of the light, that all might believe through him. He was not the light, but came that he might bear witness of the light. There was the true light, even the light which lighteth every man coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made through him, and the world knew him not. He came into his own, and they that were his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave he the right to become children of God, even to them that believe on his name, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. John bare witness of Him and crieth, saying, This was He of whom I said, He that cometh after me is come before me, for He was before me. For of His fullness we all received, and grace for grace. For the law was given through Moses. Grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. No man hath seen God at any time. The only begotten Son, who is in the bosom of the Father, He hath declared Him. That is John First chapter 1, verses 1 through 18. In this introductory comments, Elam writes that Jesus is the light of the world. The light, the life was the light of man, says Jesus. I am the light of the world, John 8 and verse 12. When I am in the world, I am the light of the world, John 9 and verse 5. Paul declares that light makes manifest in Ephesians 5 and verse 13. All things, when they are reproved, are made manifest by the light. For everything that is made manifest is light. The Word was the source of light in the beginning, and on the earth is God manifested in the flesh. 1 Timothy 3 and verse 16. He is a manifestation of the goodness, mercy, grace, and love of God. On the other hand, his life on earth is a manifestation of righteousness, our implicit obedience to his Father. He says, I am come down from heaven, not to do mine own will, but the will of him that sent me. John 6 and verse 38. He was about his Father's business at the age of 12, Luke 2 and verse 49. He was baptized in the River Jordan in obedience to God to fulfill all righteousness, Matthew chapter 3 and verse 15, and became obedient even unto death, yea, the death on the cross, Philippians 2 and verse 8. His life is the light of the world, because he shows men what it is to obey God. Hence he says, he that followeth me shall not walk in the darkness, but shall have the light of life. John 8 and verse 12. There is no such thing then as walking in the light without following Jesus in obedience to God. Jesus was the true light coming into the world. John 1 and verse 9. The Sun of Righteousness, shining upon the darkness of sin, and showing how to obey God and live. The light of the sun drives darkness away, and the light of the world drives out the darkness of sin. The darkness apprehended it not. It did not overcome it. One can resist this light as he can hide from the light of the sun, but the darkness of sin can no more overcome this light than literal darkness can put out the sun. Darkness can never overtake one, either, as long as he walks in this light. Walk while you have the light, that darkness overtake you not. John 12, 35 and 36. Darkness overtakes one when he fails to walk in the light. Some love darkness rather than light, because their deeds are evil. John 3 and verse 19. They are left free to live in darkness or to walk in the light. Now, point number 8. Jesus is the water of life. To the woman at Jacob's well, Jesus said, if thou knowest the gift of God, and who it is that saith unto thee, give me to drink, thou wouldest have asked of him, and he would have given thee living water. John 4 and verse 10. The greatest gift of God to the world is Christ and salvation through him. In love, God gave his only begotten Son. Living water, literally, as we know, is spring water, Genesis 26 and verse 19, or running water, Leviticus 4 and verse 15. Living water is perennial. It's not standing or stagnant water, but Jesus uses the term figuratively and is the living water, as he is the Sun of Righteousness and as he is the light of the world. Therefore, with joy shall ye draw water out of the wells of salvation, the prophet said in Isaiah 12 and verse 3. For my people have committed two evils. They have forsaken me, the fountain of living waters, and have hewed them out cisterns, broken cisterns, that cannot hold water, wrote the weeping prophet Jeremiah in Jeremiah 2 and verse 13. To leave God and His ways is to turn away from the living water. God is the source of the wells of salvation, and He saves through Christ. If any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. And he who drinks of Christ will himself become a fountain to dispense living water to others, as he who walks in the light himself becomes a light to others. He that believeth on me, as the Scriptures hath said, from within him shall flow rivers of living water. But this spake he of the Spirit, which they that believe on him were to receive, for the Spirit was not yet given, because Jesus was not yet glorified, John 7:37-39. Believing on Christ corresponds to coming to Him to drink, and shows that faith must lead to action, that is, to obedience, before it can bless, and that obeying Christ is the way to drink. One cannot drink the living water, then, without receiving and obeying the teachings of Christ. He promises, "Blessed are they that hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled." Filled with the Spirit on Pentecost in Acts chapter 2, the apostles became rivers of living water to their hearers, and all who heard and did what the apostles taught drank of Christ. Certain measures of the Spirit had been received before this by prophets and others, but that measure was called the baptism of the Spirit. And other measures which characterized the reign of Christ had not yet been given. In John 14, verses 16 and 17, we read where Jesus said, "I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another Comforter, that he may be with you forever. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, for it beholdeth him not, neither knoweth him. You know him, for he abideth with you, and shall be in you." In John chapter 15, in verse 26, we read, "When the Comforter is come, whom I will send unto you from the Father, even the Spirit of truth, which proceeds from the Father, he shall bear witness of me." In John chapter 16, verses 7 through 15, Jesus continued, "Nevertheless, I tell you the truth, it is expedient for you that I go away. For if I do not go away, the Comforter will not come to you. But if I go, I will send him unto you. And when he is come, he will convict the world of in respect of sin, and of righteousness, and of judgment of sin, because they believe not on me. Of righteousness, because I go to the Father, and ye behold me no more. Of judgment, because the prince of this world hath been judged. I have many things to say unto you, but you cannot bear them now. Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he shall guide you into all truth, for he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, these shall he speak, and he shall declare unto you the things that are to come. He shall glorify me, for he shall take of mine, and shall declare it unto you. All things whatsoever the Father hath are mine. Therefore I said, I, that he taketh of mine, and shall declare it unto you." And Acts 4, 1 through 9, Acts chapter 1, verses 4 through 9, we read about how they, being assembled with them, he charged them not to depart from Jerusalem, but to wait for the promise of the Father, which said he, "Ye have heard of me. For John baptized with water, but ye shall be baptized in the Holy Ghost not many days hence." And he went on to say, "Ye shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem and Judea and Samaria, and to the uttermost parts of the earth." We're going to bring this study to a close at this time. Listen for that school bell, and when you hear it, get your Bible and be ready for a Bible lesson from the Warren County Radio Bible School.